This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the new year, Sony plans to roll out a system that lets people watch cable TV-style live TV on their video game console. It's called PlayStation View, spelled V-U-E, and it'll initially have about 75 channels. The idea is to marry traditional cable with a Netflix-like user interface, and as Nova Sofo reports from New York, it won't be the last company to take on cable's dominance.
In a basement room inside Sony's headquarters building in New York, there's a decked-out PlayStation lounge with lots of game consoles attached to flat-screen TVs.
This is infamous, the second son.
Andrew Gilzine is inches away from one of those flat screens during his work break.
A man with superpowers in what looks like some kind of apocalyptic world.
Exactly, basically.
I haven't heard that one before.
Gilzine already watches TV shows on his PlayStation through Netflix and Hulu. He seems like an ideal customer for the new TV service. So, would he consider it?
It depends. Is it HD? And will I be getting BET and ESPN?
So if it didn't have ESPN, for instance?
I don't know if I would get it then.
The bad news is that while Sony has announced deals with a number of cable and broadcast TV conglomerates, it doesn't have one with Disney, which owns ESPN. Sony says it's in active talks with Disney.
They're under a lot of constraints. They have to pay a lot for content.
That's in-screen media analyst Colin Dixon, who tracks digital and cable TV. Dixon says Sony has a couple of challenges: offering enough channels at an attractive price, and the demographic hurdle posed by its young video gaming audience.
And the young are much less interested in pay TV service than the rest of the population. So it's going to be a challenge to get people to change.
Sony says many of its PlayStation users have cable TV, but they want a better user interface, and that's what it's concentrating on. Other companies are also nipping at cable TV's heels. Dish Network is planning a pared-down streaming service. It's aimed at viewers who don't want to pay for lots of channels they don't watch. Laura Martin is a cable and media analyst at Needham & Company.
So it's a way to go after the low end of the market, which is the opposite of the Sony product, which is trying to cream skim the top end of the market.
In either case, Martin says, the new offerings aren't likely to threaten traditional cable, but they are likely to lead to big wins for one particular group.
So the big winners here are the content owners. For example, Turner Broadcasting used to have 3 or 4 new series a year. This year it has 12, because you can sell it to more outlets here.
And that means more competition for the attention of viewers like Gilzine at the PlayStation Lounge. And despite reservations, Gilzine says he is willing to keep an open mind about Sony's new TV service.
You know, you can get Netflix on your PlayStation, so why not go TV?
As long as, he says, the price is right. Sony hasn't decided yet what that price will be. In New York, I'm Nova Sofo for Marketplace.